Sandy General story. Oh, hello, Miss Gale. What? Say now, you don't tell me. Every seat in the opera house sold, eh? Well, say, me and Reb stand to make a mighty money out of the show then, don't we? Yes. Yes, of course we're paying for directing the show. Certainly, yes, anything you think's right. Yes, all right, Miss Gale, just drop in any time. Goodbye. No, so it's you, is it? I'd be ashamed to show my face in Corn Center.
Why, what's the matter with your face?
Ah, there ain't nothing the matter with it. It's you I'm talking about. Following all the goings-on last night. Look at there. There's a whole barrel full of punch of me. Not a drop of it used.
Yeah,
shucks. Yeah, shucks. What's more, why didn't you get down the story here on time?
Well, I sort of overslept. I was up late last night.
Up late doing what?
Sleeping under that tree.
Now, hold on. Get up out of that chair.
Oh, shucks. Dagnabbit, a fella's got to rest, don't he?
You can do your resting at night, Ed Peters.
I don't get tired at night. What? I get tired in the daytime when I'm working.
Yeah, besides, you had a nice long rest in jail. Now, listen. Me and you's got a side of business to take care of. It looks like this show's going to make a lot of money.
It is, huh?
Yes. And Mrs. L wants us to pay her a little something for putting it on, you see. And I told her we'd give her a sort of contract next time she comes in. So you get a piece of paper there and write it out.
Yeah, sure. I don't know nothing about writing a contract.
Never mind. You don't have to. You just put down what I tell you. Now go ahead and get a sheet of paper.
Well, I am going, ain't I?
Yeah.
You're always rushing, fellas.
Yeah. Rushing you. And fetch the pen and ink, too. Might as well write it in ink and make it legal.
Well, here it is. What do you want me to put down?
Well, I see here a minute, Tim.
The pen's kind of scratchy.
Never mind the pen, never mind. Whereas we, the undersigned, being the sole owners of our...
Hold on, don't get the dab daring fast. You must think I write shorthanded or something. Now, what was that now? That other word.
Oh, land of Goshen. It starts out where...
Yeah, I got it now, yeah. We, the undersigned, being sole owners of our underwear...
No, we ain't.
Then I'd like to know who is.
Yes, but this here's a contract about a show. We're going to give Mrs. L some money for putting it on.
Putting on our underwear?
Putting on the show. Now, here, take a clean sheet of paper and start it out again.
Yes, sir.
As long as I'm running the business of the show, I might as well make it out in my own name. Now, are you ready?
Yes. Go ahead.
Now, pay attention. I, Zeb Winterbottom...
Now, shucks. What's the sense of saying that? She already knows you're Zeb Winterbottom.
Never mind. Just put down what I tell you. I know what I'm talking about. Now, party of the first part, being a sound body and sane mind, agrees the party of the second part, Mrs. L.,
Mrs. L., go ahead.
Can have 10% of the gross receipts, which allows the...
Wait a second. How'd you spell lousy?
L-O-U... Hold on. What do you want to spell that for?
That's what you said here. Lousy actor.
Oh, I didn't. I didn't.
You did.
I didn't either.
You did.
I did not, Ed Peters. I said allows. Allows. Didn't it can't you never get nothing straight? You got me all mixed up. Read what you put down there.
I, Zeb Winterbottom, I know what I'm talking about.
That ain't right.
I didn't think it was.
But it is right. Only it ain't supposed to go there, that's what it means. I'll go ahead and read the rest of it. We can straighten that out later.
Party of the first part, being a sound body, insane mind. Grease, the party of the second part. Me and Mrs. Zell can have 10% of the grocery receipts.
Oh, Dad Burnett, I tell you to wait now. You got the whole thing wrong. Now take another sheet of paper there and get it.
Write your own dad during contact. I ain't going to mess with it no more.
Now wait a minute. I can't write and think it out at the same time, can I? Now, here. Here's a clean sheet and...
I ain't going to do it, I tell you, Zeb.
No, they're blissing.
I won't listen. I ain't going to do it, and that's always it.
Oh, hold on. Wait a minute here. How do, Mr. Duke?
How do, Mr. Duke?
Look here, Grandpa. I want to know once and for all, who's running this show? Who's the boss?
Well, I sort of reckon I am. Me and Eb own the show, don't we?
Okay. Then tell that would-be director, Mrs. Zell, to keep out of the theater.
Why, what's the matter with Mrs. L?
Well, I'll tell you what's the matter with her. She's crazy. Cuckoo. You know what happened yesterday?
What?
She came down to the rehearsal and went tearing all over the place. So was a goat because she couldn't see the show from the floor.
Well, why didn't you shoot the flies out?
You can't shoot these flies out.
No, of course you can't, Eb.
No, I'm talking about the regular theater flies.
Yes, you see, they work there, Eb. They're sort of trained flies.
No, no. They're the flies that run over the stage.
Yeah, sure. If they run over the stage, they ain't flies at all.
No, then what are they?
Cockroaches.
Oh, no, no.
Yes, and listen, we'll give you something to get rid of them quick, and you can save Jack Robinson. Eb, get a can of that insect powder.
Wait a minute. Say, haven't you guys ever been backstage? Hey, look here. Here's the stage, see?
Where?
Here's the wings. They're about 8 or 9 feet. And the flies are up there about 10 or 12 feet high.
Say, now, just a minute, Mr. Duke.
Your dad, Dan Tilton.
Maybe me and Eb look sort of dumb, but we know darn well there ain't no flies 12 feet high and with wings 8 or 9 feet long.
Now, you can't put nothing like that over on us.
Well, by a darn sight.
Your dad, Dan Tilton, was just smart.
Yeah, but that's what I'm trying to tell you.
Flies.
They ain't ordinary flies.
No, I guess they ain't. And if you've got any more cock and bull stories, you just better peddle them somewhere else, that's all.
Yes, but...
Now, that'll do. Don't want to hear no more about it.
Oh, all right. Let it pass.
Let it pass indeed.
Yeah, but now listen. Just keep that Mrs. Bell of the theater until the show's ready to open, see? Because I'm all boinked up, see? I'm going to show my teeth the very next time she steps on the set.
Set of what?
Set of teeth. You see, Eb, she stepped on Mr. Duke's false teeth.
Oh,
and,
no. No,
I look where she's stepping. They'd have bitter, she's liable to get hydrophobia.
She didn't step on my teeth.
Well, then, what did she do? Shakes them live. Come to the point.
Well,
yes, speak out.
We ain't got all day to be listening to you.
Will you give me a chance? And I'll tell you what she did.
Well, go ahead. Who's stopping you?
Yes.
Well, in the first act, I've got just too long. But I fattened them up, see? I made something out of them. And now she wants to take them away from me. Now, I'll leave it to you. Is that fair?
Well, how long you been feeding them?
Feeding them? Feeding what?
Them two lions you've been fattening up.
Yeah, but yes, I didn't...
Sounds darn funny to me anyhow. What did Mrs. Yale want with a couple of lions?
I didn't say lions.
What's that? Well, you just did, young fella. You said that you had two lions in the first act.
Well, I didn't.
Yes, you did. Mm-hmm. I heard you from over here.
I'm not talking about lions.
What? Well, come, Sharnick, what are you talking about, then? It's about time you made up your mind. First it flies 12 feet high, and then it's cockroaches and false teeth, and then lions. And I tell you, we're pretty patient, young fella, but we ain't going to put up for much of this here tomfoolery.
No, wait a second, will you? Now, look, didn't I get this troupe together? Didn't I write the script? Ain't I managing the show and playing the part of Hoyt the Boot?
Well, what about it?
Well, all I'm asking is a little something for me pain.
Oh, well, why in tarnation didn't you say so instead of beating around the bush? Get a bottle of that there painkiller.
I don't want any painkiller.
Hey, Dad, what do you want?
Well, I'll tell you what I want. I want a word with you two apple knockers. Just one word.
Well, what is it?
Say, listen. You've advertised that the show's going to open next week, ain't you?
Yes.
Yeah, and you've sold up the entire house, too, ain't you?
Yes, they'll say so.
Yeah. And you've told the people that the title of the show is The Wild Woman and the Hermit. And you've taken their money.
Well, what do we have?
Well, you better get busy and announce that the name of the show's been changed. From now on, it's just going to be The Wild Woman.
What?
Hey,
Mr. Duke. Did you hear that? He's going to quit. Now, what do we do?
Shucks. I guess I'll go back to jail.
You'll go back? Say, if we don't get somebody to take his place, we'll both go.